Good morning, good people. It is 30th July 2020. We celebrate the memorial of St. Peter Chrysologus, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. The readings are from Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 to 6, and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 13, verses 47 to 53. Our motives are molded in the wheel of God's intentions. We are in the hands of God, the potter of our lives. Quote, like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand. Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 6, unquote. In our struggles to be perfect, God contributes a huge share. No clay is discarded in the hands of God. However imperfect our life might look, as we are in the wheel of life, God is still handling it with care for bringing the best possible from us through our cooperation with God's plan. To bring out the best out of ourselves, we need to be docile, flexible, and having moistened by love and trust in God who designs us. God can reshape us and begin it afresh, whatever went wrong with the clay of life. Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are our potter. All of us are the work of your hand. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8. All our suffering, pain, and the challenges we go through daily is a psycho-spiritual transformation to remold us once again with a tender dabbing of God. It is in the wheel of suffering and pain God molds us to match the will of God. Does not the potter have a right over the clay to make out of the same lump one vessel for noble purpose and another for an ignoble one? Romans chapter 9, 21. The moment we realize our responsibility is to go by the direction of God, the movie of life comes out picture perfect. Should what is made say of its maker, he did not make me? Should what is shaped say of the one who shaped it, he does not understand? Isaiah 29:16. We are what we are insofar as we do what God wants us to do. We can do the best we can only when we allow God to do what God wants us to do in our lives. The responsorial psalm praises, blessed is he whose help is in God of help, Jacob. Psalm 145 verse 5. In the gospel, Jesus invites us to face the end with the energy of life. Our constant examination of our conscience and life helps us to notice the unwanted we accumulated by time, place, and relating with the others. It is time to take a stock of our life and having the courage to dispose them that brings disease to our inner life that contaminates the entire life. The accessibility to the message of Christ empowers us to accept it gracefully and apply it to bring the best in us. May God bless each one of us to cooperate with the will of God daily. Have a lovely day.